Most all y'all know my testimony, but I just can't help but say I love the Lord. And God is so good to Monty, to Monty's family, and I know he is to y'all too. And since he's so good to me, I think it's not a little thing for me. The title this morning I put would be the light in a dark place. If you've been a Christian very long at all, you can figure out, I'm going to talk mostly about this country and your communities and us because this is where we live, but it's in the whole world. But if you've been a Christian very long at all, it's not hard to figure out. The world is not really a good place. There's some beautiful things in it. There are beautiful skies, beautiful mountains, beautiful trees, beautiful scenery, beautiful places. But in the spirit world, it's darkness. And it spreads over the whole world. There's been an attack against our country for some years. And it's some things are getting better from what I've seen a little bit on Facebook. I don't think it's a fact or anything, but I don't know for sure because I don't watch the news. I rarely watch the news. What I see and hear is what maybe you guys tell me, and then I see it on Facebook sometimes, and sometimes I look on television, but I rarely ever watch the news. As I found out a long time ago by accident, I think I've said it before, we got rid of our satellite subscription because it was just costing too much. The kids was little, they'd watch Lord help me, SpongeBob over and over for 1,500 times a day. We didn't have to have no new channels, and I didn't care about TV. April didn't care. Well, in doing that, we separated ourselves from hearing what was seeing going on in the world, all over the world, in the news. And it turned out to be a good thing for us, or for me, because I don't have whatever it is out there that's been put out to listen to. If I need to see it, and I think I need to see it, I'll turn it on, and I'll look for it, and I'll look it up. But in the meantime, I do know what God's Word says. It says in Genesis, whenever Adam and Eve sinned, they handed over rule to Satan of this world, of the earth. And in doing that, he's been fighting ever since and to make this earth nothing but a place of darkness. And every person in this world, you're either one or two types of a person. You're either a person of the dark world, the darkness, or you're a person of the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're born again. There's no in-between. There's no gray area. I learned that and praised to God the hard way. I would run around for years thinking I was in a gray area. I was all right. I was not all right. I was not born again. I had seen the light, but I didn't have the light in me. I was living my life in darkness. And God is so gracious that he allowed me to live for a long time until I got born again. And I give him all honor and glory for that, to his goodness and his mercy, his faithfulness. And I'm proud to say, I am proud to say, and I will stand up and say I'm a servant for the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. And I want to be a light in a dark place. Now, I've had some ups and downs with it, as I've testified and y'all know about. But I want to give you a little more good testimony. The last time I had my bad attitude and got rid of it, and I've not really had any problem with it since. The Lord's helped me with it a whole lot. I've had a few little things pop up. Well, week before last, had a little stomach issue. Wasn't feeling too good. I was out of work one day, and part of the day that next day, my dispatcher says, "Tell you what," said, the day that I come in, I was working, boy, I felt pretty bad. I told him, I said, "I'm slow, but I'm here. I'm going to do my job." He said, "Well, why don't I just get somebody to cover the rest of your job, and you go home, get feeling better over the weekend, Monday morning, you know, and you start all over." I said, "Well, okay. Yeah, I think I'll do that." So I did that. Now, used to, he wouldn't offer that. You know, you just, you know, suck it up and do your job. And then on Saturday, he called me and said, "I know you've been having trouble, you know, not feeling good, and you haven't been working. You've missed some days." He said, "But I've got something to do today. If you want to do it, I'm going to ask you first." And I said, "Well, I've already got something else." And I said, "I'm feeling better, but I've got something else going on since I didn't think I was going to work." He said, "Okay, no problem." The point is, used to, if they wanted me to work on Saturday and I didn't have church to do, I pretty much had to work. And now he's calling me first and asking me, do I want to work? And I thank God for that. Yeah. Now, the point of that is, I am a member of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. I have the light of God inside of me. And I want that light to shine through me and illuminate our God and Father in heaven. And it tells us that we need to be that way. Travis, you put up 2 Peter chapter 1, 19, please. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Classic. It says, we have the prophetic word made firmer still. You will do well to pay close attention to it as a lamp shining in a dismal, squalid, dark place. That's where we live, spiritually, in this world. Until the day breaks through the gloom and the morning star arises, comes into being in your hearts. The morning star is Jesus Christ, the Word, because it says in John 1:1, the Word was God and the Word was with God. Now, used to, I would have a problem saying that. You know, the reason I had a problem wasn't so much embarrassed about it, but I didn't have it in me. And it says in the Bible that a man speaks or a person speaks the abundance of their heart. In other words, what's in here is going to come out. And if it ain't in there, it can't come out. So I want to thank God for that. And like I said, there's things going on in this country still. And even though President Trump and some other leaders have been put into place and it looks as if some things are going to get reversed, President Trump and those leaders are not always going to be there. There's going to be some more coming. And it's not always going to be what it is today. It might be better. It might be worse until Jesus comes back and we're all raptured out and gone to heaven. Until that day, we are supposed to be that light in a dark place. And I praise God that I'm in a place where I've learned how to be that light and to how to help other people. Now, in my own way, if I didn't have Jesus, you know, I would do good things. I would help other people at times. Sometimes I didn't. But the difference is with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God in my heart, I want to help people. I have the heart. Brother Scotty says, I have a heart to want to help. And it's not that it's me. It is that it's Jesus inside of me. And when that light, Jesus comes into my heart, all I want to do is help other people. I see and hear things about other people going on, and I instantly pray for them because I don't feel like I can do anything else for them, but at least I can lift them up in prayer. And if I feel like if there were something I could do, I would most certainly do it because my heart has changed. Used to, I didn't mean to be hard-hearted or mean, but, you know, a person's situation, if they were going through something bad, it is what it is for them. My life was, it is what it is. I deal with it. They got to deal with it. And I'm glad I'm not like that anymore because that's a sign of, basically it's a sign of selfishness. I, me. You. You separate everything. In this kingdom, the kingdom of light, we all come together. I'm going to ask you a question. If you got one flashlight shining to something, what happens if you put 50 on it? Yes, sir. That's how we are in this world. And that's one reason, not the only, but one reason I love coming together here in worship. I love being here with all you guys and girls. Men and ladies. I call guys and girls. Males and females, brothers and sisters. There we go. I'll get it right in a minute. But out there in the world, whenever we're here together, everything feels good. That's because the light is illuminated and it's multiplied. Have you ever been out there just in your everyday life and it just felt like, You get up and you move around and it just feels like, That's because of darkness. The kingdom of darkness is pushing against everything in this world that opposes it. There's only one thing that can stand against it and will stand and always will stand, and that's the church. When Jesus told Peter, what he did, and he said, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's talking about his church. He wasn't talking about the gates of hell will not prevail against it as in a defensive position. He was talking about the gates of hell will not prevail against this church because we are in an offensive position. We are powerful. And I'm not speaking that as being proud and boastful. It's a fact. And it says so in God's word. And that's what Jesus was talking about. But the only thing that can stand against it, and when I said stand, I mean stand and push back darkness in this world, is the church. And who is the church? We are. Not only us in this congregation, but other born-again brothers and sisters in Christ all over this world fight against darkness and evil. The church is ruled by the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said before, the kingdom of darkness is ruled by Satan. Satan, as I said before, and every demonic being wants to fight because, well, I don't even know. I'm not even going to say why because I don't know how to think like an evil being thinks. He's against God. We know that. He's against us because we love God. We're born again. We are of God. When it says we are of God, it means we are a new creation. The number one thing born-again Christians sometimes, after being born again, they get to thinking about their past. It's something I want to bring up because it happened to me one time. Do not define yourself, if you're born again, by anything that is in your past. God said, when he forgives your sins, they are as far away from him as the east is from the west. And then he breaks the dominion of power of sin over your life in this world. Praise God, that's powerful. If God's not going to hold it against us, why should we hold it against ourselves? The only reason that happens is because the person is listening to demonic activity being thrown at them. Thoughts, whatever. Maybe somebody else says it to them. Don't let another person tell you you can't do anything according to God's word, because God says we can. Because we're born again. We are the righteous, made righteous by Jesus. We are living and being made righteous by God. And when I say righteous, I mean God's right way of doing things, living our life, being a light in this world. When I was going through the line, Sister Teresa told me yesterday, you know, go do your thing and ask if they want prayer. I asked some of them, and I didn't ask all of them, and I'm sorry, I should ask all of them if they were born again. They wasn't but one said yes, and two or three didn't answer. I think I asked about five people. And that told me something. If you're born again, you can only answer two things, yes, and everything else is no. I know that. Because whenever I was running around the world with all the knowledge of the word and the Bible and the church that my dad taught me, and thank God he did and took me to church, wouldn't even have had that to go back on. But when he's telling me all of that and teaching me all that, and then I got grown, I was thinking I was born again, and if somebody asked me, I would be like, well, yeah, but I don't go to church, and I don't do this, and I don't do that, and whatever the reason I would come up with. The simple answer is I wasn't, and I was fooled. A lot of people are like that. A lot of people will think they are, and they have slid back to a place where they cannot be or are not again. If you're truly born again, you're born again once. And yes, you can backslide. I have seen that happen to people. I used to think that's what happened to me, but as I said, that was not my situation. As I sit right now and stand right now before you, in my head and my heart, I can't see myself ever going in that position. That ain't bragging on me. That could happen to me if I didn't do several things. If I didn't, number one, attend church. Because we attend church to become stronger, to bring the light together, to hear the light of the Word of God, and to fellowship with each other. And then I'm planted in the place God told me to be. So those two things tell me right there, if I do those two things, I'm a lot less likely to ever fall back on what God has given me in my heart. So I strive to do that because I don't want to go back to where I was at. I want nothing to do with it. My life was shambles. I wasn't happy. I didn't have any peace. I had a lot of things, but those two things I never had. And that's all I really ever wanted. And then when I got them, I don't want to give them up, and I ain't going to, bless God. I've got a choice, and I'm not going to give them up. But now that I'm born again, I want everybody else that I possibly can to have what I have. Because when you have the light of the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, doesn't life look different? Doesn't the world look different? Feels different? Now, yes, we have problems, up and down, right and left. Everybody has problems. But praise God, I got one. When I got a problem, I do like my pastor has taught me and cast it over on my Lord God, my source. And he takes care of it because I am illuminating his light in this world. He loves me. I love him. A lot of people, born-again Christians, say, well, I would witness to people or I would speak God's word, but sometimes they'll say, I just can't. It just, you know, it's like it's stuck in here. Let me give you a little word of advice. I am not a very eloquent, professional speaker at all. I am who I am. I've been trying here lately to say my words a little better because, you know, I'm just an old country guy. But praise God, what's in here, I only had a problem once or twice with speaking what was in here. After you do it, if you'll take the first step and do it, God will empower you that those feelings will never come back to you. And if they ever do, they'll be a lot easier to fight. All it is simply is what I was talking about a while ago. It's the kingdom of darkness pushing against you because the kingdom of darkness does not want you having that come out of you and spread it. Pure and simple. Satan does not want us to speak anything about God, read God's word, go out and hand out tracts, witness to other people, do anything that will spread the kingdom of light in this world. And he will fight even a born-again Christian. But if you're a born-again Christian and you've been planted in the right place, you'll find out, as I found out, that you are already victorious over all of that anyway. You are in a position, like I said a while ago, when stand in a offensive position, not a defensive position. I don't fight a spiritual battle of warfare in a defensive position. I fight it from an offensive position. I attack. We are to attack. Now, I'm not talking about go out and beat up people. I'm not even going to speak about what I heard on Facebook. I'm not even going to get into that. But I'm not talking about going out, and I'm not talking about that situation. God didn't tell us to go out and beat up somebody. That's all I'm going to say about that. But he ain't told me to. I'm going to put it that way. Now, Brother Scotty teaches us the born-again take by violence. Now, that violence is not going out and causing uproar and riots, but not to be timid and weak about it. Be bold. You are somebody. You are kings and priests unto God. You are more than conquerors. A conqueror person is somebody, once they conquer a place, they don't go in and conquer it. Oh, well, okay, we leave. If you study history about any country that conquered another country, if they were still on the path of conquest, they would go further and leave people behind to do what? Occupy and rule. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He come to earth. He killed and did away with the dominion of sin and darkness in this world for us and left us to occupy and to rule. You don't rule from defense. You rule from offense. So we are to be, that's what 2 Peter 1:19 says, we are to be a light in a dark place. Some of the things that's going on and has went on in this country, and I've heard it from my own kids, thank God it's not very bad that I know of in this county, but I know our kids went to two different schools in this county. At one, they still had a time before school where students could meet in front of the school and have prayer time if they wanted it. They said they didn't claim it was school-sponsored, but they allowed for the students to do that. And I know you've all heard this. In this country, there are schools that if you do that, they will not only kick you out, They will try to take and bring the parents into some kind of lawful situation and charge them with something. I've read and seen things about that. And inside the school we have, in my day it would be absolutely crazy for somebody to teach any kid that, number one, if they didn't want to be a male, they didn't have to be a male. If they didn't want to be a female, they didn't have to be a female. If they didn't want to be a person, they could be a creature. I don't know where in the world. That's demonic. That's where it comes from. I know where it comes from. That's demonic. That kind of junk has been going on in this country for years. I figure there's some improvement on it. And it don't only start at the schools. And that's the worst place, in my opinion, because a child is, I call them recording devices. Anybody that's been around a child, you know, is 2 years old and started talking good, our little grandkids, Athena. Her words started coming. I'm telling April, I said, Mama, I'll be glad when her words come. She'll say a word here and say there. She can make sentences now. Where did she get that? Well, it's one thing, it came from God. Another one is it's around, she gets it from everybody she's around, what she is taught. When you put demonic activity inside a child, you are starting up a generational kingdom for darkness. And it's already operating. And then that child grows up with that inside them, and they try to spread what's inside them. The word says, from the abundance of the heart, so will the man or person speak. That our job is to fight that and to break that, if you want to call it a job. That's our place. That's what we're supposed to do. How do we do that? Doing exactly what we're doing now. Bring your kids to church. Teach them about God. Teach them that sin is in this world, but Jesus broke the power of sin, and we can live without sin in our life. The power of sin in our life, and that we were supposed to serve God, we were supposed to come to church, and we were supposed to do things that are right and moral, not evil and immoral, and teach them what the difference is. Now, we all know that. I ran across something accidentally. I was watching some YouTube videos about policemen pulling people over. Have y'all ever heard the phrase sovereign citizen? I hadn't either. Do you know it's a thing going around now that people think they can be a sovereign person? I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but what sovereign means is God is sovereign. He is himself. Nobody created him. Nobody set him up. Nobody can take him down. He is a sovereign being. A sovereign country is one that operates that nobody else in the world gets to say so how they operate. A sovereign citizen believes they can operate in a citizen whichever way they want to, and they're not bound by the laws of the state or the community or the country that they live in. Do you honestly believe that there's people that believe that? There is. They get pulled over, and the troopers ask them for their driver's license and registration, and they hand them out a 4-page paper of their documents. We are a sovereign citizen. Of course, it don't hold water. They always get in trouble. That's some of the stuff that the demonic activity in the world of darkness is bringing into our country, and has been here probably for no telling how long, but it's starting to come out. Darkness is just like air or water. If it cannot get in one way, it's going to try another. And the only thing that stands against darkness is light. The only thing that pushes darkness back is light, because where there is light, there can be no darkness. And we are that light. And I praise God. Our country started out, our forefathers had that light. They set this country up, I firmly believe, being godly anointed. Set up our laws and our ways. And it has become so corrupted that I'm sure if they were alive nowadays, they would have fit. That's just all I know how to say, according to stuff I've read about all the forefathers, the famous ones and some of them that's not so famous. They set this country up for religious freedoms, but controlled by godly anointed people, men that led this country, and women that backed them up. And there is now trying to be things come against this country to tear down everything. Why do you think that there's other religion and religious like nations trying to come against our country and assimilate us into them. Because our nation was set up on godly principles. Our nation, our forefathers believed in the Ten Commandments. Our nation, our forefathers believed in the Holy Bible, and that God's Word is God's Word, and that God's will is God's Word. And they set this country up like that. And there's things coming against it trying to tear it down. Will it work? Not as long as the church will do what the church is supposed to. When the church don't do what it's supposed to, well, the kingdom of darkness does what it wants to. And simply saying is what goes on inside the church should go on outside the church. Because if what's going on inside the church doesn't go on outside the church, what goes on outside the church is going to go on inside the church. What I mean by that, if we don't do what God has in our life for us, if we don't speak God's word, if we don't lead others to Jesus out there, how can we do it in here? And you might say, well, they'll come to us in here. You know, this is a church. Well, I'm going to ask you something. Do you know how to build a rocket ship? No. But if you found out in here and went out there, you could build a rocket ship, right? Same principle. If you don't do what it is you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, you won't know how to do it. That's just simple fact. So as born-again Christians, the children of light, we come to church to learn God's Word and to know God's Word. If somebody asks you something about God's Word and you don't know, I'm not going to say it's a sin to not know it, but it's not good for you. But nobody can know everything that's in God's Word. So like Brother Scotty says, I either say, I know and I tell it, or I don't know and I will find out what God's Word says about it. That's the best answer you could give. And there's still going to be some people say, well, you're what Christian you are, you don't know that. Well, you just let that go. I'm going to tell you something else, the way darkness works. Do not let somebody get you in a conversation that is not born again about the Bible, about junk, and you're trying to witness to them. If they don't want to hear the Bible and they want to try to start corrupting what the Bible says by changing words or saying it means this, it means that, just tell them, say, well, that's not what my Bible says. I love you. I'm going to pray for you. Don't get into a bad discussion. If you know what the Word of God says, don't let nobody else discuss it else with you. Brother Paul said to the Galatians in the whole book, if any other gospel is preached, spoke, or taught to you other than that which I have given you, and he gave the one that came from Jesus because Jesus is the gospel, let that man be accursed. That goes for Christians too. If anybody tries to tell you anything about the Bible that is not the gospel, it is not the Bible, Paul said, let that man be accursed. That's a warning to us. If it ain't in the Bible, don't teach it. If it's in the Bible, teach it and stand by it and stand firm on it. Why does God not really want wishy-washy Christians? Well, would you want me for a friend if I said, yo, yeah, Brother John said, I need you to come help me. I said, okay, I'll be over and help you. And I don't show up. And then he, you know, a little later said, hey, man, said, why didn't you show up? Oh, well, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. Good reason, bad reason, whatever, don't matter. But he might ask me two or three times. I said, no. Well, it's pretty soon Brother Johnny's not going to ask Brother Monty to ask him to do nothing. Why? Number one, you can't depend on him. The Word says a man, a double-minded man or person, is double-minded in all his ways. And it's not good. Single-minded means if the Bible speaks it, live by it. Know it. Now, like I said, you can't know everything, but praise God, we've got plenty of time, and I'll be the first one to tell you I don't use all the time that I need to in the Word. I'm working on it. But the more that you stay in this, the more all of this kingdom of light becomes much more evident. And I want to say kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness, because I ain't giving the kingdom of darkness no glory. It has none. It's just there. It is what it is. Now, all these things I was telling you about, the schools, now it's not just schools, it's been going on in colleges. Now, the kingdom of darkness is not just saying, oh, we're just going to get it started and let it run its course. They're going on up till the people get out into adulthood, and you got people. I have seen where professors are being fired and let go by colleges because they're teaching stuff that is not only against the Bible, but also against this nation. And the colleges would let them go. Well, now the kingdom of darkness is doubling down. They're going to start it, and they're going to get up here before the person goes out into adulthood and put it in them. And now you got them running around, and Lord help us, they're going to get together and have kids, and they're going to teach them, and then they're going to go to school if we don't watch it, if we just don't do nothing, and this whole thing's going to just keep going over and over. All of these things that's been told are abomination to God. And what is abomination? Simply put, it's something that's exceptionally loathsome, hateful, sinful, wicked, and vile, and in the context of my words, to God. And all these things have been taught in our country nowadays at times, and it probably still is, that they're okay. It is not okay. If God's word says you were born a man, a male, you are a male. If God's word says, and you are a female, you are a female. You have your place in this world. God has a plan for you. All you have to do is get born again and turn to the Lord and his word, and he'll set it up for you and show it to you. You do have to ask for it. God's not going to throw it at you and make you do it. You do have to ask for it. Oh, would you put up Matthew 5:14, please, Travis? As I said before, in our country, the source of light is the church. I'll give you another example. When I was growing up, it was rare. I would say rare. You didn't see many people staying at home on Sunday and not go to church. Now, there were people that didn't, but there was not a lot of them, not in the area I grew up. Nowadays, it's almost the opposite. You don't see a whole lot of people that do go to church. And if they go to church, they want to go like on Easter Sunday. I don't know why they think that that's the only time to go, or maybe Christmas. I mean, yes, that's the day that our Lord was resurrected and the day he was born. But that's not good. But it has changed over the way things are now. And the church is the source of the light in this world. Jesus is talking here and he says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, which is like a basket covering, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. And we all know these verses, but they are so powerful. Let your light so shine before men. That means all men. Born again men, lost men, all men. That they may see your moral excellence. What is that? You're a man. Behave like a man. Act like a man. Godly man. You're a godly woman. Act like a godly woman. Behave like a godly woman. That's where your moral excellence comes from. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds. What are deeds? Works, actions, the things you say and do. If I say I'm a Christian and I go out here and I speak unworthy, unpraiseworthy, unnoble, immoral deeds and words, I'm not going to do nothing except cast a bad shadow on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I won't be casting a light at all. We're supposed to illuminate and reflect that light. Anything you do that's opposite of that will cast a shadow. That they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Just to give you a worldly illustration, if you get a hold of something, any kind of product, whether it's a food or a service or a thing, and it's not worth the flip, are you going to go back and get another one? Why in the world does a born-again Christian, would you think, would go out and try to witness to people if they've not done these things and been a light and try to bring people over to the place where they say they are? When these people that's not in the light see that they're not acting like they are the light. I'm not but trying to be confusing, but that's clear in my head. I, for one, if somebody told me they were a Christian and they didn't act like a Christian, and I'm talking about according to God's word, not men's word, not religious stuff. And what is that? We get it taught here all the time. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk in love. Love each other. Walk in righteousness. Love God. Learn of God. Learn of His Word. And progress yourself in His Word in this world. When you do that, that's your praiseworthy and honor and good deeds that will glorify our Father which is in heaven. I would much rather somebody say, I don't know what Monty's got, but the way he is, I like to be like he is. Because, and that's one thing turned me around about my bad attitude. I'm born again, but I had a bad attitude. Do you think that looked good for God? No, it didn't. Man, that hurt my heart bad whenever the Holy Spirit made me realize what I was doing. I thought I was in the right. All these things were happening to me, and I went, oh, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like Brother Scotty says, I didn't say why me, Lord, but I said, Lord, this ain't right. Like he said last week, this ain't fair. And so I would fight against it. I was in the wrong. So I repented. And now I got more peace than I had, more joy than I had. And now it's a whole lot easier. I don't care what they throw at me at work. I say, well, I don't like it, but I'll go and do the best I can with it. My dispatcher told me the other day, he sent me somewhere that he knows I hate. I said, well, you know I don't like that place, don't you? He said, yeah, I know, but I really need somebody to go over there. I said, okay, Mike, I'll go. I'll do the best I can. He said, thank you, I appreciate that. Now, what I did then was the opposite of what I used to do. That was my praiseworthy, noble deeds to glorify the Father which is in heaven, because I'm not giving this lost man a bad, hard time being a Christian because I don't want to do what he says I got to do. That what I had before was a bad testimony, and I've seen enough of them that, man, I whooped myself for weeks over that inside in my brain. I didn't say nothing to nobody else. I told the Lord I'm sorry so much, I believe the Holy Spirit said, just shh. Because, I mean, the last thing I want to do in this world, if I were to do it at all, and I don't want to do it, is to unglorify and cause anybody in this world to look at God and say, I don't want what he's got. There's a man called Jesus that paid dearly to give me what I've got. Whenever I go back and do what I was doing, I was making that of almost none effect, like I didn't want it. Yeah, I'm all right. And the next thing a born-again Christian has to watch out for is don't get into that high-mindedness to where, well, I'm up here, those things don't affect me. You are a person walking in this world that is ruled by the kingdom of darkness. You are in a position to be against that and fight it offensively. But if you don't, it's going to affect you. And it's going to come against you. Jesus said you are going to have trials and temptations. But what did he say? I'm going to paraphrase. Don't worry. I got this for you. But you have to stay, as Sister Teresa has been teaching us for weeks, you have to stay in the right spirit. You are not immune to trials and temptations and bad times and bad things because we're born again Christian. If you ever get to that point, the devil, Ephesians 4:27, is going to operate. You're going to have a door wide open and Satan's going to say, all right, I got him, just watch this. And he's going to throw something and it's going to get you. I said earlier, only light can drive out darkness. I mean, a pure illustration that you walk in a dark room, turn a light on. Where did the darkness go? It's gone. Now, what you might say, well, there's still darkness in this world, and Jesus came and died, and we can be born again. That's true. You can go in your house and turn a light on in one room, and it's not dark anymore. What about the rooms that's not got the light on, if you want to use my illustration against me? Because there's places in this world where there are not born-again Christians, or there are born-again Christians that's not driving out the darkness. Would you put up Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, please, Travis? This is John the Baptist speaking to people. What I said a while ago about Jesus. John said, he's talking to some Israelites, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me, talking about Jesus, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. When you get born again and you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in tongues in your life. It will change your life. It will help you see things, if nothing else, that you can't seem to see before. It did me. We are filled with light. We can drive out darkness where we go if we choose to. Or we can do the opposite. We can sit back and not do anything. If we don't take a stand and occupy that stand and move forward as God's light in this time of trouble in our country and the whole world, our children, our grandchildren, and all of our children after us is going to pay a bad price. Number one, if you don't take a stand and do it, if you don't do it out here, you're not going to do it at home. I'm just stating a fact. I'm not trying to be mean to nobody. If you don't do it at home, your children, your grandchildren are going to pay a bad high price for it, because they're not going to know, number one, how to, unless they get born again and then they come to a place such as this and are taught, and then they've got to learn. So we must act more than conquerors. The Word of God is a light in a dark place, and we are to be the ones to illuminate that light. Luke chapter 11, please. 33-36. Now this is Jesus speaking these words. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or a crypt, and this is similar to what I just said, under a bushel measure, but on a lampstand, that those who are coming in may see the light. I use the scripture where you see that one verse right there, may see the light. Your eyes is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience, is sound and fulfilling its office, the word is translated here, office. We all have an office, a calling to do in God's kingdom. Your whole body is full of light. But when it is not, and is not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Remember what I said earlier, you're either in the light or you're in the darkness. There's no in between. Not even for a born-again Christian. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. I'm running out of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19 says, I'm going to paraphrase, Jesus give us the ministry of reconciliation. He reconciled us back to God, and we have the ministry. What is ministry? Speaking, telling, showing others about Jesus. Brother Paul said that. He got that by revelation from the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, when Jesus speaking, would you put that up there, please, Travis? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now Jesus was talking about himself, but the scripture also says, as Jesus is that was in this world, so are we. We are to be the light, and we're also to be the spreaders of that light. Illuminate it. Hold it up. Don't put it under a bushel. Put it on a lampstand. What does that mean? Live it, speak it, tell other people. Bring others into the light. That's what Jesus came for. That's what he died for. That's all I got this morning. Anybody got anything they'd like to say? Thank y'all. I love y'all.